I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, I love Ellie Kemper because she is funny. And she's from St. Louis, my hometown, and she's just super sweet and genuine. And I'm a huge fan of Stalker Channing, although I'm going to be honest, I'm a little intimidated by her. So, see how that plays out. Usually how that plays out is I kiss the person's ass a lot. So I kind of feel like I'll be doing that. Also, we have so much stuff packed in the first act of the show that I have a feeling I'm not going to be taking a breath. So we'll see how that goes, too. Okay, lots to look out for tonight. Enjoy the show.
On her acting resume, you won't find a clunker, and her character spent her formative years in a bunker. It's Watch What Happens Live with Stalker Channing and Ellie Kemper now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen in the Bravo Clubhouse on Shotsky Night with two actresses who are so talented, I might ask them for notes about how to act sober while hosting this show. My first guest is an Emmy and Tony Award-winning star who you loved in Grease, The West Wing, and Six Degrees of Separation, among many others. If you want to be the only one degree of separation from her, you can go see her star in Apologia off-Broadway at the Laura Pels Theater. Please welcome the wonderful Stalker Channing, everybody. Nice to meet you. And you know my next guest from Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt, The Office, and Bridesmaids. Her new book is so funny. It's called My Squirrel Days. It is 100% guaranteed to make you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and laugh all the way. Welcome back, our friend and fellow St. Louisan, Ellie Kemper. Great to see you, Ellie. So nice to see you. And have the two of you ever met before?
No, just outside.
Okay, well, I'm very excited. Over at the bar, as the Emmy Award-winning host of On Stage on New York One, he can tell you which Broadway shows are not to be missed and which might require a Chiba-Chew to get you through. Say hi to Frank DeLella. Hey, Frank, great to see you. Have you seen Stockard's play yet?
I'm going in 2 days with our friend Judith Light. So.
Oh, my God, fantastic. Let's get started. Ellie, you know, we have a show on Bravo called Below Deck. Are you familiar with that show?
I am.
And did you know that there is a one of the stews on Below Deck we think looks just like you?
Yeah.
Carolyn, let's do a little. Wow.
That is uncanny.
Yeah.
Heart is on the, for these purposes, right. On the wrong side.
Okay. Anyway, there you go. All right, we just had to make the point. Sometimes we like to do that. Stockard and Ellie are taking your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. Now that we've buttered Stockard up, I want to grill her a bit. With taking Stockard, I'm going to ask you some career questions.
Okay.
Since you were playing a bunch of sexed up teenagers in Grease, which of your Grease co-stars was the horniest behind the scenes?
I'm afraid there's no contest in that one. Jeff Conaway.
Really?
Yes.
I love it.
No. I remember the trailer would be rocking at lunch.
Yes, I love it. Yeah. You were amazing on The West Wing. If you were going to be on a show reflecting the current presidential situation, would you take it and what role would you want?
Prosecutor.
A prosecutor, right.
Maybe Mrs. Mueller.
Mrs. Mueller.
That would be right.
In 1984, you were hired to replace Liza Minnelli in the Broadway musical, The Ring.
Yes.
Did Liza give you any advice?
No. She wasn't around very much at the end, but we were friends. She and Laura and I were friends. So, no. When she was doing it, I wasn't doing it, and vice versa. Let's put it that way.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed were you to lose the Academy Award for Best Actress to Holly Hunter?
11.
11. Yeah. I love you. You were in 6 Degrees of Separation with Will Smith. Is that what you were nominated for?
Yes.
What was your opinion of him refusing to do the on-screen kiss with another man?
Well, I got to be honest with you. I didn't really hear about that till after the fact. I mean, he was really young. He was a really young man, very young in the business, but very wise in the ways. And I believe he was given that piece of advice by another actor.
Right.
Which I'm not going to mention the name. And, you know, when you're young, you take advice.
Right.
And sometimes it's not the right piece of advice to take. That's all.
Thank you very much, Stockard Channing. Well done. Second, ever since The Office ended in 2013, there's been a major hole in our hearts. By the way, I love your stories about The Office in your new book.
It's really
satisfying as an Office and an Ellie fan. They still are in our hearts, but can Ellie ID her Office co-stars simply based on the holes on their bodies? Let's find out with the orifice. Okay, Ellie, whose nostrils are these?
Wait, I feel like this is obvious. Why am I having a problem with this?
It's not.
Okay, nostrils. I want to say Brian Baumgartner's, but he doesn't have a mustache.
Let's reveal Rainn Wilson.
Whose
mouth is this? These are orifices of the Office stars.
Is that Jenna Fisher?
It is.
Yes,
fellow St. Louisan. Whose ear is this?
John Krasinski?
Is it? Yes.
Yeah,
okay, Ellie, whose mouth is this?
Wait, why don't I know it? Is it Phyllis?
Is it? It's Kate Flannery.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Whose ear is this?
Again, Steve Carell.
Yes, it is. Whose mouth is this?
I think that's me.
Is it you?
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Last up, whose nostrils are these?
Oh, that is unfortunate. I think it's Creed's.
It's Ed Helms. Thank you very much for playing the orifice. Ellie's book may be called My Squirrel Days, but will she get squirrely when faced with pointed questions about some of her co-stars? Here's what. Let's find out with Kemper's cast of characters. Ellie, I'll ask you some questions. You pick between Steve Carell, John Krasinski, Jane Krakowski, Titus Burgess, Kristen Wiig, and Melissa McCarthy. Okay, who of that group would you call to bail you out of jail?
Oh, I would call Jane.
Okay.
Get it done.
Jane Krakowski.
Thank you, Jane.
Who would you most want to smoke weed with in that group?
I guess Titus.
Yeah. Who has the most people sliding into their DMs, would you say?
Who has the most people sliding into their DMs?
Yes, on Instagram of that group.
Sliding into, wait, sorry.
Yes, that means who's DMing them, hitting them up on social media.
Oh, Titus.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Who would you most want to be trapped in an elevator with?
Oh, Kristen.
Who would come the closest to making you pee your pants from laughter?
Melissa McCarthy just did. I was on the plane laughing at her.
I love it. Who are you most likely to have a sex dream about of that group?
Titus.
Thank you very much for playing, Ellie Kemper. Let's go to the phones. Annabelle from Texas is on the line for Stockard Channing. Hey, Annabelle, what's your question?
Yes, my question is for Stockard. Have you heard anything from Aaron Sorkin after he said he was working on an idea for a West Wing reboot?
Nope.
No? Would you do it?
I don't know what you'd reboot.
Right.
Yeah, I don't get it. But it's not a good question to ask me, I suppose.
Okay. It's clear, though. Stephen from D.C. is on the line for Ellie. Hey, Stephen, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Great.
Love the show. Stalker, you're amazing as well.
Thank you.
My question is for Ellie.
Okay.
Did you ever speak with Lauren Michaels a few years back about auditioning for SNL, and do you think he regrets not adding you to the cast?
You write about your audition for SNL. You auditioned around the same time as Kate McKinnon. Right?
Yeah, exactly right. What was the question? Did I ever speak?
He asked if you've ever spoken to Lauren Michaels about the audition.
I definitely thought you said sleep with Lauren Michaels, and you said so casually that I was like, oh, I should have just made that up for the book. But no, I did not sleep with Lauren Michaels. Right.
Did you ever speak to him about what went wrong or why you didn't get the part?
No, but I totally agree with his decision. I don't think I would have thrived on that show because I don't do celebrity impressions very well, characters very well. My husband writes on the show now, though.
So
I still haven't seen him, Lauren Michaels, actually, so never mind. But I just dropping that he wrote on the show.
Stockard, have you hosted SNL?
No, I never have.
Never have.
No.
Let's go to Kathy from California with a question for Stockard Channing.
When you choose Organic Valley, not only will you be enjoying great-tasting dairy, you'll help to save over 1,600 small organic family farms who are protecting over 400,000 acres of organic farmland and all the plants and animals that call it home. This is dairy you can feel good about. It's great tasting, high quality organic dairy, ethically sourced from small organic family farms. To find Organic Valley Dairy near you, visit ov.coop. That's ov.coop.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
Hey, Andy. Hi, Stalker.
Hey.
I really loved you in Good Wife, by the way, just as a little side note.
Thank you.
I want to find out what your honest opinion of Grease 2 is, and do you wish you were part of that movie?
Did you ever see Grease 2?
No, I'm sorry.
You never saw it?
No.
Yeah. I mean...
It's a boring answer, isn't it?
No, it's fine, but I mean, in some respects, why bother? I mean, how can you touch...
Well, I've barely seen Grease 1, to be honest.
Is that true?
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
You've seen it twice?
I saw it when it first came out at the premiere, and I saw it... I think there was a 20-year anniversary, and I saw it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because you just don't like watching your
own... I have other things to do.
Yes, you do.
Right.
Well, then why have I seen it 80 times? What's my problem?
Well, that was our intention for you to see it 80 times.
It was.
Me seeing again doesn't really matter.
Right, right. I guess so. Was there anything, Ellie, in the book that you were nervous about people reading about? Or
yes, and it's not a very, it's not a salacious book. The things that I worried about are the most benign things, but it's literally stuff like, oh, did my grandma come across as like a rude grandma in the story about our
home? She did. She seemed awful. I'm just kidding.
This is my worst nightmare.
No, I'm just kidding. No.
Yeah, but just stuff we were just talking about. Like when you're exposing yourself, every little detail suddenly feels like, oh no, is this, you know, up for, is
right.
Embarrass someone or whatever it is, but yeah. Besides the grandma part, it's pretty benign.
Right. Your play seems very. How would you describe it?
It takes about 18 hours over a weekend in the country, and my character is a woman who was a big activist in the 60s and a free spirit, and she has two sons that are now around 40, and in the course of this weekend, we realize that sometimes we make choices that think are just fine and other people don't agree with us.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really excited about this one. I'm excited to see it. You know, with nearly 100 credits on IMDb, you would have to live under a rock to not be aware of all of Stockard's amazing projects. But since Ellie has spent some time in a bunker, maybe she missed a few. We're going to find out with a round of Was Stockard in It? I am going to dish out some potential Stockard Channing products. Ellie will guess if Stockard was really in it or if we all just kind of wish that she was. Okay, Ellie, was Stockard Channing in the movie Practical Magic with Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman?
she's giving me nothing. I don't think that she was.
Were you in it?
Absolutely.
Yes, she was. Wow, okay. Sorry. Was she in Up Close and Personal starring Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yes, she was.
Yes,
she was. Was she in Death Becomes Her with Meryl Streep and Goldie Hawn?
Yes.
No.
No. Oh. Was she in My Cousin Vinny?
Was she in My Cousin Vinny? Yes.
No.
No.
No, you weren't.
No.
Okay. Was she in First Wives Club?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Who did you play in First Wives Club? I'm trying to remember.
I played the dead first wife.
Oh, you did? Okay. Was she in Revenge of the Nerds?
No.
No, she was not. Was she in Must Love Dogs?
Oh, in Must Love's Dogs. I don't think she was.
Yes.
Yes, she was. Okay, was she in...
This is my memory. I mean, is it... it's a blank.
Listen, she's been in a million things. I mean, my God, I'm surprised you remember. Okay, was she in Where the Heart Is?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, she was. Was she in Shrek?
Oh, I think she was... Not a voice in Shrek.
No, she wasn't. No, she wasn't. Last up, was she in the Banger Sisters?
No.
No, she wasn't. No, she doesn't know what it is. That's fine. It wasn't great. Thank you very much for playing. Ellie, Hannah W. said, when John Hamm was your high school drama teacher, did everyone in school have crushes on him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so. I mean, he's a handsome man. He was very good at teaching, I'm always quick to say, because he was very good and he cared about the craft. He's also good looking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jennifer G. emailed, Stockard, is it true that you brought special pot brownies to the Grease rap party, and do you remember anything from that night?
You know what? It's strange. I read that that she said that, and I have absolutely no recollection, but that would be understandable.
Yeah. Right. Let's go to Kat from Nebraska for Ellie Kemper. Hey, Kat, what's your question?
Hi, my question for Ellie is, how satisfied were you with the ending to Kimmy Schmidt, and can you tell us anything about the rumored movie afterwards?
Were you happy with the ending, and will there be a movie?
I don't know if there will be a movie. I hope there is, and I was happy with the ending. I think the writers wrapped up all of our stories very, very caring and a satisfying way. So check it out in January. That's very nice.
Okay. Dana Kay wants to know, Stockard, which of your Emmys felt the best to win? You've won three Emmys and you've been nominated 14 times. Wow.
Well, probably the ones I finally won.
Yes.
After being nominated 14 times.
That's funny. Was there one that you thought you were a shoo-in for that you didn't wind up getting?
No, I don't remember all that.
Right. Ellen R. texted, Stockard, were you surprised by the reaction towards your episode of Urban Myths? And do you think you'll ever play Elizabeth Taylor again?
Well, that was a weird thing. I mean, it was a little thing I did in London. And Joe Fiennes ended up
playing Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. And there was a lot of to-do about the fact that...
He was a white guy.
And I always thought of Fred Armisen on that Saturday Night Live playing Obama. And nobody seemed to give a...
Right.
About that.
Right. That's a good point.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm kind of really wanting to see you play Liz Taylor, I have to say. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the underwater technology that captured a rare sighting of a sea creature nicknamed the Headless Chicken Monster. Fun fact, a headless chicken monster is also what you call a date who eats an entire bucket of chicken wings, but then leaves before you get to third base. Today's jackal goes to the self-described men's rights activist who filed a gender discrimination lawsuit against a women-only craft beer forum in Los Angeles. That is so sad that the only places that these men have left to enjoy beer is every sports bar, frat house, sporting event, strip club, and for these men in particular, the basement of their mom's house that they probably still live in. I want to thank Stockard Channing, Ellie, and Frank. Here with Stockard Channing from Apologia at the Roundabout Theater. Ellie Kemper's book is My Squirrel Days. It's out now. You can see Frank Dallella all the time on New York One on stage. Every Saturday, he's got his big Wicked special coming up this weekend with Adina and Kristen Chenoweth. Congrats. Are you a big Wicked fan?
I've seen it a few times, yeah.
I've seen it
what
a
about
few
you?
I love Wicked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gives me gay goosebumps.
There you go.
Let's go to Rebecca from New Jersey with a question for Stocker Channing. Rebecca, what's your question?
Hi, Stockard. I just have to tell you really quickly, my daughter Maddie is completely obsessed with your performance in Grease. I'm sure you hear it all the time. She actually sang There Were Things I Could Do at a drag brunch last Saturday. She's nine.
Wait, hold on. Back up, because there's a lot to unpack there.
I wonder what those things
were.
So you
brought your 9-year-old daughter to a drag brunch?
She loves drag brunches. This was actually a fundraiser for Eighth Walk. So
great.
Anytime she can see any day drag, she's going to go.
Listen, your 9-year-old and I have a lot in common. What's your question, Rebecca?
Well, my question is actually with regard to one of my favorite performances of Stockard had, and I wanted to know, what was your reaction to Will Smith saying that he tried method acting for 6 Degrees of Separation and wound up falling in love with you in real life?
Wow, I hadn't heard that.
I'd heard he said that. It's very flattering.
Yes, that's really nice.
Yeah.
Let's go to Carla from Cincinnati. Hey, Carla, what's your question?
Hey, guys. This question is for Ellie.
Okay.
Do you know anything about the rumors that NBC wants to reboot The Office? And would you come back if that happened?
I would come back in a second. I don't know anything. I know what my mom has told me that she's like seen on her Google alerts about.
Oh, I love
the
it, that your mom.
Oh, she's my primary source of news. She's like on top of it.
That's hilarious.
But I would love for there to be a reboot. I love that group of people, but I have no say in the matter.
Right. Seems like it would be very complicated.
To get everyone in the same place at the same time. I mean, The Office, I feel like you could always, it's a perennial, you could always make something new. I think West Wing might be a little harder, but.
Let's go to Alexa from New York. Hey, Alexa, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hi, guys. I love you guys. How are you?
Great.
Good. My question is for Stockard. Who has been the best and worst on-screen kiss of your career?
Best and worst on-screen kiss of your career.
Well, I'm not going to. They've all been good. I mean,
fair answer.
I've been very fortunate.
What makes a bad kiss? I mean, bad breath,
you know,
too aggressive. Well,
right there. That's right up there.
The breath.
Yeah, I think the breath.
Yes.
And tentativeness.
Tentativeness.
Oh. Well, you know, you got to both be on the same page.
Uh-huh.
No.
Is there discussion before a kiss?
There should never be discussion.
There should never be discussion.
Not the words, the phrase, may I kiss you, just should never have happened, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, it's about spontaneity and mutuality,
There you go, yes. Okay, let's go to Shakira from Pennsylvania. Hey, Shakira, what's your question?
Hi, Ellie.
Hi.
Are you happy with the fact that we probably won't get a sequel to Bridesmaids? Or do you wish you could go back for one more movie?
Oh, am I happy with the fact? I sort of like that it's so special. It's on its own. It's its own thing. Having said that, yeah, if they called tomorrow, I'd be there. I feel like I say yes to all the jobs. Right. I can't be choosy.
Ellie has agreed to play Stockard's part in West Wing.
Yeah, I'll be doing it
as well.
She said yes. No. Yes. I was like, I'm in.
Right. Yeah. I want to thank Stockard and Ellie and Frank for more. Click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat!
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loreau, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.